the first one I want to ask you about is the, what we call the Breaking Bad bill. That's what me and Steve call it, the new movie subsidy bill, moving into a big committee hearing today. In its present form, is it something you might be able to live with? What are your thoughts about it?
I think one of the things that's important is that we still have the $50 million cap, and anything that's unused in 1 year gets to roll over to the next year, so it does get to grow if it's not fully used. As far as that 5%, I really want to look at the bill. I haven't seen it in its current form, and there's still a lot of time for it to change. And so that's my biggest concern, is that there's lots of time. We're barely halfway through the session, and so 4 more weeks, lots could happen to that bill.
Okay, another question. This is directly related to the economy. As I'm sure you know, Forbes magazine has delivered us another sucker punch by listing New Mexico as one of the worst 5 states for people moving away from the state. This is on the heels of them calling our economy a death spiral. Thank you. A couple months ago, we're getting, when the national business press is beating us up so bad, how do you respond to that, Governor? What do we do about it?
What we have to do is, number one, is become competitive with our surrounding states at a bare minimum. This is a national economy, a worldwide economy. Businesses and families can go anywhere they want in the world. And so they want to go to the places where they have the best education for their children, where they can grow as a business. Are we competitive as far as our tax structure? Or are we so high and so costly and have such a poor education system that they don't want to live here? We can't keep doing the same thing over and over and overtaxing businesses that they can't keep their doors open, and they move and they take their families with them. We're moving up in our education system. We need to keep going forward with a reform, and we need to make sure our small businesses have a tax structure that they can live with so that businesses are coming here instead of moving away.
Governor, what do you think about that gun compromise that passed out of the House Judiciary last Friday night? Several Republicans voted for it, and several didn't. But is that something you could sign?
Well, I haven't seen the final, and keep in mind, it can change still. Certainly the important piece was to make sure that the federal government, when they do a background check, that folks that have been declared mentally ill through the court system is part of that information received to anyone who is selling a gun, and that so that gun doesn't go to that individual or to anyone who has committed a felony. And certainly we want to make sure that guns aren't sold to a felon or someone who's mentally ill at a gun show.
So gun shows would be where the background checks would go through. The part about doing it in your
home
has been dropped.
Yes, it's an FFL that is actually located at the gun shows so that they can do the background check right on the spot to make sure we're not selling guns to mentally ill and that we're not selling guns to people who have been convicted of a felony.
So that was a key point for you?
Absolutely. So, mental health, it was key to have that in the bill, and we proposed that.
So if that stays in and the bill pretty much stays the way it is right now, you could support it?
Yes, I think I could support it. If it stays the way it is, that has, number one, keeping the guns out of the hands of people that don't have any business having guns.
Governor, the revenue projections are coming out today, and they are going to be somewhat lower than were originally projected, both for this fiscal year and 2014 fiscal year, $30 to $40 million. Is that going to have a big impact on what you want to try to accomplish through the legislature this year?
No, actually, we have certainly projects that we have put forward. We have a priority list that is necessary, shovel-ready projects, so that we can maintain our state buildings, maintain infrastructure that is necessary throughout the state. And so we're going to move forward with that, making sure our agencies are receiving the proper money in order to meet the needs of our students and make sure to meet the needs of those that are most vulnerable.
What about your tax proposals, though, the deductions?
I think we still are pushing for those tax proposals for the reduction of how much it costs to do business, because we don't want to be on that Forbes magazine as being one of the top 5 states in leaving. That's why we have to make that a priority. We cannot continue to lose population from our state because we're not economically feasible for them to come and earn money and make a good living and raise their children. We have to put the two together, have to make sure revenues continue to come in, but that we are smart about how we use those additional revenues. And providing small businesses an even playing field is extremely important.
How do you, you've mentioned that we're almost at the halfway point of the session. How would you assess, you know, things so far and kind of the state of your agenda? And
you know, things are going fairly well. We have met a lot with folks with the legislature. We just had a meeting a few minutes ago with three legislators upstairs, or two legislators. But every single day, hour after hour, we're meeting with them. We're talking about how we can move things along. It's been a very smooth session. And we're even, getting together and on bills that we think that can move quicker because we're coming to a compromise early on instead of later in the game.
Would you be meeting with him at all to talk about concerns?
I am absolutely willing to meet with any of our federal legislators, of course, or congressmen or senators, because it's important, number one, that we keep our labs open, and number two, that our military bases none of that faces sequestration. We rely heavily, heavily on federal dollars, and we don't want to lose jobs because of that sequestration. And so I've already met with a congressman and a senator. I'm happy to meet with Senator Kynrick as well. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Sure
thank
did.
Everybody.
Is there a driver's license compromise in the works?
I have not. I don't know if there's one in the works. I think Engel and Smith have talked about one. And so we'll see what gets dropped or doesn't get dropped.
Are you on board with anything here?
I am on board with not giving driver's licenses to illegal immigrants.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Governor.
Thank you.